Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Naftali Family First Care.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
My name is Naftali. My name is Naftali with Family First Care.
No.
Yes, hi. So am I speaking with Saray?
Yes, this is her.
Okay. So you're sister of Ms. Burgers?
Yes.
Okay, so and you want to apply for the waiver program, am I correct?
You need your clothes washed? I can take it down.
Oh.
No,
yeah,
no,
I can
no,
take
no.
it down now.
Putting my name in, I will say.
Okay.
Yeah, so you want to apply for the waiver program, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me first ask you a few questions just to make sure that the patient will qualify. First of all, is the total income that she has over $2,900 per month?
No.
Okay. Does she have any assets or a life insurance policy or something like that?
No.
Okay. And no house on her name or anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And one more quick question. Are there any minors living in the house of the patient, together with the patient, that the patient supports
no.
them? Okay, so you said that there's no income, not any income. That was what you're saying.
No, she gets SSI.
She gets SSI, okay. And the SSI goes into a bank account or a check?
It was on her direct express, and then a card.
Okay, makes sense. Okay,
you're
great.
Welcome.
So she should be able to qualify. So now let me just explain to you what the process will take in, and we'll do two things now. We'll schedule the telehealth doctor to sign the PCP form. We'll call them together,
okay.
And at the end of the call, I will transfer you to the broker to schedule the assessment. So
okay.
Here's how the process works. So the patient will undergo two assessments. The first one is going to be with the broker. They're called a Pennsylvania Independent Broker. They're doing a financial assessment. They will assess the financial eligibility. You'll call in the number. She gave you the number of the broker?
No.
Okay, let me give you the number. You know when you're ready?
Okay, hold on. Okay, what's the number?
So the number is 877-550-4227.
Okay.
So this is the broker's number. They will come down to the house of the patient and assess her financial eligibility. Within a few days after the first assessment, the aging agency will call you. They're called also the AAA or the PCA. They will call you to schedule a second assessment. They do like a functional assessment, see whatever the needs of the patients are. But in the meantime, you would want to have two things. So first of all, you would want to have you'd want to have the PCP
yep.
form signed from a doctor, which is something that we will schedule when we finish. And
okay.
The doctor signs all that in services. We're using a telehealth doctor that will call you. And the second thing that we'll need in the meantime is collect any financial documents. So to prove the income, the county is going to see that. So that will be for you, as you said, that the patient gets Social Security income by Interdirect Express. So the county
mm-hmm.
would want to see 3 months of Direct Express statement, the last 3 months. And also they would want to see the Social Security Income Award letter, whatever she received in the mail that she's getting so-and-so every month. So that letter they will also want to see. So it's two
okay.
things. The 3 months Direct Express and SSI award letter. So once everything, the two assessments, PCP, financial documents are done, the case goes over to the county's office. They review your file, and within a week or two, they're coming back with an answer if they approve or if not, any financials missing or whatever. And if you're not approved, they also notify you. Once you are approved, the insurance will assign, you'll be assigned to an insurance company that will handle maybe with their plan. They're sending someone down, it's called a service coordinator, and they will assess how many hours your mother needs. We will onboard you as the caregiver and start care. So that's how the process works. The whole process might not take up to 2 months. But again, if we're like pushing, we have everything done as soon as possible, it might take a little bit quicker. But it all depends like how on top we are in it. Let's say we're up phones and, you know, we can get to you any appointments, any documents. So because it's going smooth. So for now, my name is Naftali. I'll be your service coordinator. I'll help you with that. I'll give you my direct number so you can save it into your contacts.
Okay.
My number is 267.
Yeah.
551.
Uh-huh.
7445.
Okay.
So now I'll go ahead and submit the referral for the telehealth doctor, and we'll call up the doctor to schedule an appointment. Just 1 second.
Okay.
You want to give me a flat, Margaret? Do you want this solo, Margaret? No?
Huh?
We have to
That was supposed to be at 9:30. But it's 20. Mm-hmm.
I can do it. I need a little. Are you ready to come down?
No.
I'll go ahead now and bow. I'll go ahead now and dial the telehealth doctor, okay? Hello?
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extension of the person you're trying to reach, you can enter it in.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Natalie with the Family First?
Yes.
Okay, I have a patient over here. Patient ID 555-385.
385.
You want to go for devotion? To read devotion?
So Leila Burgos, right?
Yeah, and I have the patient's sister over here. Patient's sister Saray.
Hello, good morning.
Saray, can you hear us? Hello?
Hello, good morning. Can you hear us, Mrs. Burgos? Hello?
I think that they got busy while we dialed. Let me try and dial again.
Okay. Oh, okay, no problem.
Okay, my apologies, Samuel.
You're not gonna stay for devotion.
Okay. Is she still here? Hello. Hello.
She's about to bring him back.
Daddy,
take a shower.
Hi, are you still with me?